Triumphant. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Remember, yesterday, Ted Cook took his son Shane elk hunting for the very first time. They waited and waited in the wilderness, and finally a spike bull presented itself. Shane drew his bow, fired, and the young bull took off, leaving a blood trail. We pick it up from there.
That spike walked another 10 yards to my son's left and turned broadside. My son shot, but we weren't sure where the shot hit. And so the elk turned and started trotting off up the slope ahead of us. And then all of a sudden, my son turns to me with this great big smile, grabs me and said, "I see blood." And he hugs me and I'm like, "Okay, let's keep looking, keep looking, keep looking." And he's so excited. And I'm looking over his shoulder as he's hugging me. And the elk gets to the top of the ridge about 80 yards up, looks back over his shoulder and tips over and falls out of sight. And I'm like, "Now you got it." So again, we waited for a few minutes. We found his arrows that he'd shot and then worked our way up to the ridge top. Just at last light, there was a beautiful sunset to the west, and there was this elk lying on top of this ridge right at the base of a pine tree. It was just incredible. He takes his first elk.
I guess I would say truly poetic ending.
Yes. Here I am talking to you today, and we got some freezer full of elk and moose meat, so we're set for probably a couple of years. It's awesome. It's just incredible. An incredible bow hunting season. I probably won't have another one like it.
Yeah, probably not. This hunting season, Ted got a giant bull moose and bull elk. His son got his first elk, and Shane's a pretty good-sized kid. His nickname? Moose. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.